You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. 8:33, the marvelous Willie Nile coming to rock Anchorage and Palmer this weekend. Willie joins us live from New York City. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Danny. How you doing today?
I'm doing super well. You've been all over the world, of course, from touring with The Who back in the 80s to everything else, but you've never been to Alaska. What's up with that?
Never been to Alaska. Yeah, it's clearly a hole in my education, which I'm looking to fill now. I'm excited about it. I wish I had some more days, you know, and maybe warmer weather to wander. I was looking online yesterday at photographs, and it's pretty stunning place to be, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, a little bit on the chilly side. Hey, listen, I want to just offer some congratulations. Your last two albums actually have been on all kinds of everybody's best of the year list. The American Ride album was the best rock album of the year at the Independent Music Awards, and I am just in love with the new album, World War Willie.
Thanks so much, Danny.
I tell you what, let's play this song, and then we'll chat after that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Willie Nile on KNBA.
Promised land. He played with a smile from ear to ear. Now up in heaven, all the angels want to hear. When leave all sings, gates that open, and we all got wings. Better tighten up and get our strings. The sun's gonna shine when leave all sings. Born on a farm down in Arkansas, best damn singer that you ever. Now he's keeping time with the man upstairs. When the lightning cracks, that Levon's snare. The lightning cracks, that Levon's snare. Levon's sings, gates that open, and we all got wings. Better tighten up them guitar strings. Sun's gonna shine when Levon sings. Begins to roar, the chains break free on heaven's door. The chains break free on heaven's door. When Levon sings, gates stand open and we all got wings. Better tighten up them guitar strings. The sun's gonna shine when Levon sings. When Levon sings, Levon sings, gates blow open and we all got wings. Better tighten up them guitar strings. The sun's gonna shine when
Levon sings right here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. I don't know if it's hard to pick out a favorite song from the album World War Willie, but When Levon Sings might just be my favorite. Willie's live on the phone here from New York City. Talk about Levon. I mean, did you hang out with the late, great Levon Helm very much?
Yeah, well, I knew Levon. We played some gigs together, and he was always so friendly and so kind to me. Every time I see him, big smile, big bear hug. Hi, Willie, how you doing? You know, welcome to Woodstock. You know, he was just so genuine. You know, every bone in his body was real. And he was genuine and kind. And Jimmy Vivino, the musical director for Conan O'Brien, was having a big birthday bash in New York at B.B. King's a few years back. And I saw Levon, and he played before me. And when I went up, he stayed at the drum kit, and I couldn't believe it. And I went and shook his hand. Thanks, Levon, on the way up to the mic. And he says, knock him dead, Willie. He just was so real, and I adore him. So I wanted to write something to honor him. So I wrote When Lee Vaughn Sings.
Fantastic.
It came out good.
Fantastic song. That is a very, that's one of the most feel-good songs I can think of. Well, there's others of yours, but there's a strange darkness. Now, most people, baby boomers and people of my generation, were first introduced to the history of the firebombing, the horrific firebombing of Dresden in World War II by Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse 5 novel. And the cover of World War Willie has you and a guitar superimposed over a picture of the burned out Dresden, and it's sort of eerie. What's talk about why that is, and maybe the album title.
Well, I wrote a song. I mean, I'm always writing, and I wrote a song called World War Willie. It's real tongue in cheek and a lot of fun. And I thought, you know, it'd be a good title for the album. The album's upbeat. You know, it's a feel good record with a lot of rock. And I thought it would be funny and self-effacing to kind of call it World War Willie. You had World War One, you had World War Two, and now you got World War Willie. And, I was in Italy on tour, and the guitar on the I walked into this club in outside of Verona, Italy, and outside of in the back wall on the stage was this huge print of the bombing of after Dresden was bombed. It was horrific. I remember seeing it as a kid, and it scared me. You know, just like, how could people do this to each other? What's with this planet? So when I walked in, I said to my girlfriend, I said, you know, it could be an album cover. So she took I started to take some pictures down to the show, and it worked out. So it just happened to be the photo that made sense to me. And I guess on the cover, I'm holding an acoustic guitar, which I borrowed from a friend. It was a brand new acoustic guitar I borrowed in Italy. And, I did 6 shows, and that guitar on the cover is after 5 shows, and there's almost a hole in it. After the 5th show, I looked at it and I said, I'm so sorry. I look at your guitar, and he goes, no, it's better now. It's me flailing away. Wow. I think the cover makes sense to me in that it's me rocking, trying to make sense of the world, which I'm always trying to do with my songs.
Hey, I'll loan you my acoustic guitar if you need it while you're in Alaska. That's fabulous. Hey, Your one thing that's interesting to me about your musical style as far as the songwriting, and we won't go into a big deal about your whole songwriting process, but you have such a mixture, such a spectrum of songs. You've got the feel-good songs like When Lee Vaughn Sings, and then you come up with something. I remember, and feel good. Also, the song Grandpa Rocks on World War Willie, I love, because I just became a grandpa for the second time. It's sort of self-effacing.
It's the best gig ever.
Yeah.
I told Springsteen that. I told Bruce, that, hey, Bruce, you got any kids? You know, and he goes, no, not yet. You know, grandchildren. He goes, not yet. And I go, well, get ready. It's something else. You know, it's. I've been on stage with Bruce in a giant stadium in front of 70,000, you know, having a blast for half an hour. When he called me up and I said, you know, Bruce, if I had to choose between 70,000 and you at giant stadium and play with my grandchildren, I got to tell you, I have to go play with my grandchildren. It's the best gig ever. And I kind of wrote that tongue in cheek about me, Grandpa Rocks. I mean, when I came up with the chorus, Grandpa Rocks, his hair, what's left, goes down to his socks. I thought this could work.
Yeah,
so it's fun. It's tongue in cheek. It's true. I'm a grandfather. Proud of. It's great.
And congratulations to you, Mr. Nell, too. That's great. Hey, I want to remind folks, it's 8:42. It is Morning Line on 90.3 KNBA. We're speaking via telephone from New York City to Willie Nile, who's going to be in concert at the Taproot tomorrow and out at Vagabond Blues in Palmer on Sunday. Centertix.net is where you can find out more information as far as tickets go. So, We're talking about the feel-good songs, and you did a song on your Streets of New York album a while back that still gives me chills whenever I hear it. And I'm going to play Cell Phones, but for folks who've never really listened to the lyrics, tell us about the song, Cell Phones Ringing in the Pockets of the Dead.
It's I wrote that song and in response to the Spain train bombing. I live in New York City about a mile and a half from ground zero, you know, not where 9/11. I heard the second plane hit, and I watched the buildings burn, and a buddy of mine worked on the 105th floor, a bass player, Jeff Hardy, great guy, and hopefully he died when the plane hit. And a week, like 5 days later, I was on a plane taking off from JFK to Spain for a tour, and it was one of the first planes to leave the city that, you know, because they shut the air flights, the planes down. So, but when I got to Spain, I was really struck. Every night at the show, before the concert and after the concert, the Spanish people, really, please, how do people tell us how we're, you know, they were so concerned about their fellow man. It really struck me. So that 2 years later, when the Madrid train bombing happened, I called my friend, see who was okay. It was just, you know, what went through me as these, the terrorist attacks go through all of us. And then the headline in the paper, one of the New York papers 2 days later, had cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. And I read it, and it's, I had chills running down my spine. There were like 190 body bags lined up, and cell phones were going off. Loved ones trying to find their loved, you know, their loved ones. And I just thought, it made me mad. So I just turned and started writing, and I wrote cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead.
Okay, let's hear it. Cell phones ringing in the pockets of the dead. It's Willie Nile on KMBA.
Juliet is creeping through the closets of the stars. Romeo is on the run, smoking blue cigars, putting cocoa butter on the cover of the scar. Maggie Mae and Captain Hook are walking down the aisle. The president's son is in a stride of crocodile. The Ayatollah swears he is not a pedophile. And the rights of men don't mean a damn here in the age of style. Hey, hey!
To 90.3 KNBA, where music matters, from the album Streets of New York, Cell Phones Ringing in the Pocket of the Dead, from Willie Nile. That, now, that whole album, Willie, was, you really represented for New York on it.
Yeah, it came out beyond my wildest dreams. I've been living in New York on and off a long time, and the songs just all came from there. It's like all the streets in New York, and thrilled with how it came out.
It reminded me somewhat on some of its take, not all of it by any means, but of Lou Reed's album, New York. And you included a Lou Reed track on World War Willie. Did you know Lou Reed, or I'm sure you did?
Yes. Yeah, I knew Lou. We did a few gigs together. I'd see him at different places. And I will say his reputation is one of like a hard case. But he couldn't have been sweeter to me. He was always so nice. Big smile, big hug, you know. I remember meeting him one time and said, "Hey, Lou, you know, I'm Willie Nile. It's an honor to meet you." And he goes, "I know who you are. I got your record." He was so nice. And I saw him actually 10 days before he died. And it was his last public appearance for a book he did. And I got to give him a hug. You know, he looked terrible, and I knew he was doing poorly. Got to give him a hug and tell him I loved him, and said the same. And so we started singing Sweet Jane at gigs afterwards, and it was so much fun to sing, and I wanted to record it to honor Lou, and it came out, you know, better than I'd ever dreamed.
It came out just like this.
Jackie is a banker, and Jane, she's
KNBA. Hey, Willie, you should have seen my air guitar work on that.
I could hear it from here in New York City.
World War Willie is the album. Willie Nile playing his buddy Lou Reed, Sweet Jane, on the brand new album here. 8:56, 4 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Willie Nile in concert. Geez, you got to run catch a plane pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I'm at the airport now, so hear any background information, background noise. I'm flying to Minneapolis and then jumping on a plane and heading up to Anchorage.
Fantastic.
Cannot wait. Waiting for Johnny Pye's on with my bass player. Johnny Pye, we're coming up to play, the two of us. Cannot wait.
Tremendous. 7:30 tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. at the Taproot in Spinard, and then Sunday out of Vagabond Blues in Palmer. It is a 6 o'clock show. Just briefly, I want to mention something because our time's about up here, Willie. But I had the pleasure of watching a video yesterday of the Music Cares charity event concert from a couple of years ago. And there you are. Now, you played with The Who a lot, but there's The Who, Springsteen, Billy Idol, and you all playing "Won't Get Fooled Again." Would that kind of rank among the highlights of the career? Or?
Oh my God, yeah. When you look at the picture, I think, what's wrong with this picture? yeah, absolutely one of the highlights. It was such an honor. I still don't believe that it happened.
Yeah.
Pete's always been so good to me, and Roger, and Bruce. Such an honor to sing with them. It's been an amazing song. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. My journey has been a wild ride, I'll tell you that.
Now, didn't Townsend actually sort of handpick you to go on the tour in 1980 with him, with The Who?
Yes, he did. You know, I was at the label said, someone at the label said, oh, Pete Townsend loves your new record back in 1980. And I said, yeah, I thought to myself, yeah, sure he does. I thought it was just baloney from the record company. But when we played L.A., management came out to see me and came backstage and said, would you like to open up for The Who? And I thought they were kidding, and I realized, yeah, would I ever? So got to open up across the U.S., open up for The Who. It was a dream. You know, I never even dreamt that dream, but it was a dream.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Yeah. And World War Willie is your 10th studio album, right?
I think so.
Lose count. So what's next in the studio?
I think I'm going in about a week and a half to record something, and we'll see how it turns out. And I've got, I've always written stuff. I've got new material I want to do. There's a few different things I want to do. And there's a fellow making a documentary about me from Austria. And so some of the recording we're going to film being in the movie. So I'm looking at more recording. I'm always writing. I wrote a new song yesterday. It's what I do. It's how I make sense of the planet. You know, I love to play. I love to play live, you know, make people feel good, bring spirits up in the hard world, and my shows are upbeat. And I always tell people, anybody who comes to the show, if you're not knocked out, you know, I'll give you money back. And money, I don't mean just if you liked it. I mean knocked out.
Money back guarantee. There you go. We've been speaking with Willie Nile. Willie's hopping a plane for Anchorage here in just a few minutes. Willie, we will see you tomorrow at the Taproot. Thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Line on KMBA.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Looking forward to seeing you. Looking forward to tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
So welcome.
Thank you. All right.
And that is it for Morning Line for this week. Till Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe. Hug the kids.
Join the movement when you file.